to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Listen at the end of the program. Hazel and Father Barber will tell you how you can get your copy of the new Barber Family album. Overheard between Jack and Betty in their living room.
Jack, why don't you phone Clifford? He's probably forgotten about coming over.
Don't be running him down. We're darn lucky he's going to stay with the kids.
Oh, sure, it's wonderful, if he comes.
Mm-hmm, so that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, when you're feeling miserable with a headache, get relief the easy, pleasant way. Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers, called sodium acetyl salicylate. Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it, therefore it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such wonderful relief. Try it and see. We're sure Alka-Seltzer will be first with you because it does give such fast headache relief. So ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. Always keep it handy. Take Alka-Seltzer whenever a headache is making you miserable. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Chapter 24, Book 84. Next door to the Barber family home at Jack's house, quiet has finally come. The six little girls have been fed and are in bed. And it was all accomplished in record time, too, because Jack and Betty are going out tonight, an occasion in their lives. But they can't leave because their babysitter hasn't arrived. They have a new volunteer for this chore tonight. It's Clifford.
Jack, why don't you phone Clifford? Maybe he's forgotten about coming over.
Now, just take it easy, Betty. He'll be here.
Well, I'm not so sure. He forgets things a lot of times.
Hey, don't be running him down. We're darn lucky he's going to come and stay with the kids.
Sure, it's wonderful if he comes.
Gosh, it's been so long since I've played bridge. I don't know if I'll know one card from another.
Isn't it fun to be going out somewhere? Oh, dear, we're going to be late. I bet Cliff's gone off to see Tut Schultz.
What makes you think he's done that?
Well, he goes to see her practically every night, doesn't he?
Oh, wait, I think I heard him come in the back.
Don't call, Jack. I think the children are asleep, and we don't want any of them running down here.
Oh, hi, Cliff.
Hi. Don't tell me you've been waiting for me.
Oh, gee, it was darling of you to come, Cliff.
Yeah, this'll be good for me. Nice, quiet evening alone. Brought along a couple of classics here. Get in some good reading.
Well, you might be pretty late, Cliff.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time, kid.
I brought a blanket down. You can curl up there on the davenport if you get sleepy.
Well, but I'm going to try to read one of these tomes. You know, I bought that beautiful set of books, and I haven't read any of them yet. Look, they're pretty. Got War and Peace here. Guess that's in two volumes. I only brought volume two. Well, I'll read this other one. Man and His Thought Processes, a study of the human mind through the ages. Sounds a little deep, but I'll take a shot at it.
The evening paper's right there. We gotta go, Jack.
Yeah, we'll go out the back.
Well, have a good time.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, Cliff, if Mary Lou...
Come on, Betty. The kids will be all right.
I'm coming.
What about Mary Lou?
Well, she's been sort of restless the last night or two. If she should get up, you tell her to remember what I said. You won't have any trouble.
You're okay.
So long, Glenn.
Night.
Night. Oh, boy. This is what is known as curling up with a good book. Man and His Thought Processes. The mind of the human being of today, Homo sapiens, has evolved adventitiously to some extent. Had man always had a synergistic union environmentally and ethnologically, his capacity for ratiocination would undoubtedly... Oh, brother. Yeah, that's enough of that. Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. Oh, fine, I've been reading. Yeah, I haven't heard a peep out of him. Uh-huh. Who called me? A girl? Oh, didn't say who it was, huh? Well, did she leave a number or anything? Well, couldn't have been important. Yeah. Now, good night. See you in the morning. Oh. Hello. Hello, Toots. Did you call me at home a little while ago? I thought that was you, baby. Well, I'm next door at Jack's house. Mom just phoned, said somebody called. Said you hung up before she could give you this number. Well, yeah. Hey, look, Toots, what are you doing? Well, I've got a wonderful idea. You grab a taxi and come on over here to Jack's house. I'm all alone. I'm babysitting. Oh, you don't have to dress up. Well, will you do it? Oh, swell. Right away, huh? 395 seat lift drive. Yeah. Well, hurry now. Yeah. Bye. Boy.
Uncle Cliff.
Hey, Mary Lou, what are you doing up, honey?
I can't go to sleep.
Why not?
Would you read to me?
Well, look, honey, I don't think your mother would like it if she knew you got out of bed like this. You know what she told you?
What?
She said if you got up to tell you to remember what she told you, that's all I know.
But I don't remember.
Well, we're getting nowhere fast, honey.
Who are you talking to on the telephone?
Were you listening?
Who's Toots?
Oh, she's a girl.
Is she coming over here?
Look, if I read part of your book, then when you go to bed, like a nice little girl?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, now. You sit down there and let me wrap this blanket around you so you won't catch cold.
All right. I want to have my tonsils taken out.
Oh, when?
Oh, pretty soon, I think.
Well, you'll have to get a lot of sleep, won't you?
I do.
I mean tonight. There now. There, you're all covered up. Where's the book?
Here. Sit down close to me.
Okay.
Uncle Cliff, do you like Toots?
Now, you be nice and quiet and listen to the story.
I know it by heart.
What am I reading it for, then?
Because I like to hear it over and over and over.
All right, here we go now. Once upon a time, there was a little bear named Cecil.
Cecil.
Oh, pardon me. Named Cecil, who lived in a big cave with his mom and papa. This cave was their home, and it was way up in the mountains. And Papa Bear was enormous. And one afternoon, he came back to the cave after wandering about the forest, and he was very, very cross. It was a warm day, and he felt tired and hot in his great black fur coat.
But he couldn't take it off.
Yeah, that's right. He growled at Mama Bear and little Cecil.
Like Daddy sometimes when he comes home from the office, tired.
Yeah. And told them not to bother him because he wanted to sleep. So he walked slowly over to the corner of the cave and lay down. Soon he was snoring, and it made a sound like distant thunder. When Cecil saw that Papa Bear was asleep, he whispered to Mama Bear, "Mama, I want to go for a walk."
"No, no," whispered Uncle Cliff. "Mom and I want to go out for a walk."
"Oh."
"He doesn't want to wake his daddy."
"I see. Mama, hey, aren't you getting sleepy yet?"
"Not yet. Don't you like this book?"
"Well, I'll say this much, honey. It's more interesting than one I was reading a while ago."
"Can I put my head in your lap?"
"Okay, honey. Now, there we are. You comfortable?"
"Mm-hmm."
And Mama Bear said, "No, no, you must stay in the cool cave, Cecil."
"Cecil."
But Cecil was very insistent. He knew where there was some honey. It was the top of a tall, tall tree. He had watched the bees swarming around this tree. And Cecil. Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Oh, come on, darling. Uncle Cliff will carry you up to bed. Here we go. Oh, brother.
Somebody's at the door, Uncle Cliff.
Yeah, well, now I'll take you up and then...
"Come in."
"Oh, hi, Toots. Come on in. Got my arms full here."
"Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Did I wake her up?"
"Put me down, Uncle Cliff."
"Well, this is my little niece, Toots. Honey, this is Miss Schultz."
"Hello, Mary Lou."
"Hello."
"All right, now say goodnight."
"Read me two more pages."
"Well, but you fell asleep."
"I won't this time."
"Well, will you promise me faithfully to go to bed if I read two pages?"
"Uh-huh. Cross my heart."
"Okay. Let's get you back here on the Davenport." "There. I'm sorry, Dud."
"No, that's all right."
Now, where's the book?"
"Oh, is this it here on the floor?"
"Yes."
"I'll get it, sweetie."
"You read it."
"Oh, well, I don't think I'd be very good at it."
"Don't you have any children?"
"No, honey."
"But you're Uncle Cliff's girl, aren't you?"
"Now, look, Mary Lou, we're either going to read two pages or you're going to bed."
"All right. You hold me and Toots will read."
"Well, okay, Toots?"
"Sure."
"All right, youngster. Get up here on my lap. There we are. Now put your head on my shoulder.
Don't you think Toots is pretty, Uncle Cliff?
You betcha. Now let's get on with the book, huh?
Uncle Cliff.
Hmm?
Are you going to marry Toots?
Look, honey, you just be quiet if you want to hear some of the story. Come here, Toots. I'll show you where we were.
Okay.
Let's see. Don't turn another page.
Oh.
There you are. And the little bear's name is Cecil, not Cecil.
All right.
Sit here on the davenport beside us.
Okay, Mary Lou. How's that?
You smell good.
Now, you just be quiet, honey, so Toots can read. Never thought you'd be getting into something like this, did you?
No.
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Are you crying?
No, darling.
Your eyes are full of tears.
Here, Cliff. You'll have to read this book. I guess I'm sentimental or something. But I've never been in on anything like this. It kind of gets me.
Well, what does, honey?
Oh, home and sweet little kid in her pajamas.
Hazel and Father Barber are talking about, guess what? Well, you're so right. The new Barber Family Album, which is now available to everyone.
Hi, George Hazel. I've been getting letters, telegrams. Yes, sir, even long-distance telephone calls.
I know, Father. Isn't it exciting?
Hazel, I swear it seems that everyone in the country is getting the Barber Family Album and is writing and wiring and calling to congratulate us.
And Margaret's so pleased. She's just seen the reports of all the people who have sent for her new Barber Family Album. And, Father, I don't blame her for being so starry-eyed. The call for the album is tremendous.
Well, why not? It's the most complete history of the Barbers we've ever had.
Oh, I love every picture and story in it. Every one of them reminds me of some wonderful, wonderful moment in our lives. One thing worries me, though. This is a limited offer, you know. I do hope all our friends will send for their copies right away.
That is something to think about. Yes, yes, friends, don't delay. There's a copy of the new Barber Family Album for each of you right now, if you'll send for it right away.
It's easy to get your copy. Just go to your drugstore and buy a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the remarkable new type of family antiseptic. Then tear off the top of the box and close 10 cents in coin to help cover the cost of handling and mailing, and send it to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. That's all. A Bactine box top, 10 cents, and your name and address to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Your copy of the new Barber Family Album will be sent to you postpaid immediately.
And you can have as many of these albums as you like for your family, your neighbors, and your friends. For this album is most attractive and interesting.
Just be sure that for each album you enclose one Bactine box top and 10 cents. A box top and a dime for every album you want. Send it to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order yours now. Remember, friends, to get your copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber Family Album, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine, along with 10 cents, to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order as many as you like for your friends and your neighbors, but be sure you enclose a Bactine box top and 10 cents for every album you want. Send it to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, When It Rains, It Pours, Chapter 25, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.